Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes hit by the pitch. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Gene Freeze. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Esposito moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Kluszewski moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Shaw bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Westock now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Westock. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Smith reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Smith scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy Heft. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Philly moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Philly scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyd moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing second base. Dave Philly now playing left field. Gordon Jones now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Brandt throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Esposito scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from C. Omiskey Park in Chicago.